Youth Radio rocks.
We're going to talk a little bit about basketball right now with Ben, Shay and the lovely Paige. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Chaps, how are you? Ben, you really have a resemblance to Russell Howard, which we have. As no one else has seen this in the room, have they?
No.
But he's absolutely stonking. You can make work when you're a little bit older, probably as a lookalike. That's the one.
Yeah,
definitely. That'd be cool. So when you get home, Google it or get some pictures and just do some crazy selfies. Yeah, look, I met Russell Howard. Filter him a little bit in Instagram and see how many people you can fool. I think you could be onto a wicked little gag here. Shay, good to see you, my friend. And Paige, hello, Paige. How are you? Now, Paige, this is a talking medium. Hiding behind a bit of paper doesn't work on radio. So just say hello at least.
Hi.
Brilliant. So what is your role, Paige? What are you actually doing today?
Just holding
their
sheet up.
This is the idiot board sheet, as they call it in acting terms. And it's a big sheet. This is the biggest set of prep I've ever seen on one of these sessions. Shay, talk us through what we've got on the sheet here.
It's basically Ben and I's journey through like our basketball. So far, we both started in year 8, and like he got me to join. We started a team, and then yeah, it's just.
What's the team called?
Well, we're not there anymore. It was St. Joseph's basketball team.
Okay,
but yeah, we left. Like, when was it?
I don't even know.
Do you know what? I love the description. This is our journey through basketball. It's not something we do at the weekend. This is our journey. You're living this, aren't you? This is it. This is it for real. Basketball, ball is life.
Yeah.
Get in. Well, Ben, pick it up. How did you get into it in the first place? What was your sort of inspiration, or, you know, did you see it as something you wanted to do?
I hadn't been very sporty to start off with, and when I started, it was what we call year 7. So I wasn't very sporty then, hadn't done much at that point. I don't know if the basketball team ran then, but towards the end, start of my next year, a few people started joining. I heard that it was going on. I thought, well, I might as well try it. I'm no good at football, so see if I'm a bit better at this. So yeah, I joined a couple of weeks into my second year of secondary. Played a couple times. I was all right at it, I guess.
This goes back to the Woody Harrelson film, didn't it? White Men Can't Jump. So is that a load of gold cobblers? You've got it going on.
Yeah.
Awesome. Shay, how did you get into it? What was your first interest?
I'm quite tall, so... It's quite like stereotypical to say like a tall black guy should come and play basketball.
Ticking those boxes for the schools, yeah.
So then like Ben and a few other mates were like, oh, you should come and try it out. So
you weren't pulled out for the snooker team or the swimming team. It's like, right, come on then. Terrible, isn't it? But it worked out, which is cool. And now you're on your little journey, as you say. So talk me through the... that's very nice, Paige. Thank you for turning it there. Thank you. See, a little bit of interaction from Paige. This is good. Shay, talk us through it.
It's basically our first game when we had a team together. There was about 11 of us. And first game was against Serum Academy. And me and Ben were both starters on the team along with three other mates. Quite apprehensive, a bit nervous, like just go play. So it was a bit stagnant for the first few minutes of the game. But then... we started scoring, and then we just couldn't stop. And as you can see from the final score, it was 50 points to us, and only 8 to the other team.
You smacked
complete
it.
Destruction.
Absolutely.
Annihilated them.
Now, there's an interesting thing on there. Not as popular as football. Now, where does that come from? Is that a UK statistic? Surely not.
Yeah, it's football and rugby and like cricket are the main popular sports in England, but it's more of like an American sport, like the NBA.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it?
Massive.
Yeah. Americans love it. Now, I'm actually going to New York in a couple of weeks, so I can check this out in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They've got a good thing going on down there, haven't they?
And you can go to New York, go to Madison Square Garden. That's like the biggest arena.
Have they got any games on this time of year?
Season started yesterday. So.
Is it? You're going to be really annoyed if I do some pictures and you check it out on Facebook. The only person I can remember from basketball was Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael right. Jordan. That's the only NBA. Michael Jordan. I had a pair of his trainers years ago. Well, they weren't his. I bought a bit of Michael Jordan's tonight. So who's big in the game at the moment? Who do you aspire to, either of you?
Some big players in the game at the moment. There's people like
LeBron James.
Yeah, you got Kobe.
Kobe Bryant.
Steph Curry.
Man, they're real big boys. So is this something you guys want to do on a professional basis? Would you like to really hammer it?
Work and aspire towards it and just keep going.
That's the words, work and aspire. You've got to put the effort in. You've got to, but you are, and that's it. You've got to work and you aspire as well, which is awesome. So if there's anybody listening right now, how do they get into basketball?
There's currently like a teens club at Bishop's. It's on a Friday. I think it's 7 to 8. Yeah. So you can attend that, and then if like 16 over, you can come to our men's league on a Monday and a Thursday, 8:30 to 10 at Bishop's as well.
Okay, and Paige, if somebody wants to improve their skills at holding a bit of paper, any suggestions there? Because you've done it very well today.
Keep still.
There you go.
Very still.
Wise words. Gents, thank you very much for your insights on basketball. Paige, thank you for standing there with a bit of paper. Round of applause, ladies and gents.
Well done, Paige.
Youth Radio Rocks.